The Whole Truth, article by Jed McKenna, jedvater.com, read by Cornelia McFeely. Well, I am certainly wiser than this man. It is only too likely that neither of us has any knowledge to boast of. But he thinks that he knows something which he does not know, whereas I am quite conscious of my ignorance. At any rate, it seems that I am wiser than he is to this small extent, that I do not think that I know what I do not know. Socrates. What do you know, really? What with absolute certainty do you know? Put aside all opinions, beliefs, and theories for a moment and address this one simple question. What do you know for sure? Or, as Thoreau put it, let us settle ourselves and work and wedge our feet downward through the mud and slush of opinion and prejudice and tradition and illusion and appearance, that alluvion which covers the globe, through church and state, through poetry and philosophy and religion, till we come to a hard bottom and rocks in place, which we can call reality, and say, this is, and no mistake, and then begin. In other words, let's cut the crap and figure out what we know for sure. The cogito does exactly that, and it's very simple. The question is, what do you know? The answer is, I am. All other so-called facts are really non-facts, and belong in the category of consensual reality and relative truth, that is, unreal reality and untrue truth. Cogito ergo sum is the equation that proves the fact. But first, before we go on, let's ask what else we know. What else can be said for certain? Nothing. We don't know anything else. And that's the real point of the cogito. The importance of I am isn't that it's a fact, but that it's the only fact. I am is the only thing anyone has ever known or will ever know. Everything else, all religion and philosophy and science, can never be more than dream interpretation. There is no other fact than I am. The cogito is the seed of the thought that destroys the universe. Beyond the cogito, nothing is known. Beyond the cogito, nothing can be known. Except I am, no one knows anything. No man or God can claim to know more. No God or array of gods can exist or be imagined that know more than this one thing. I am. We can't avoid letting this topic drift briefly into the Old Testament. When Moses asked God his name, God answered, I am that I am. The name God gives for himself is I am. Note that I am is unconjugatable. It allows of no variation. God doesn't say, my name is I am, but you can call me you are or he is. The cogito, the I am pronouncement, does not extend beyond one's own subjective knowing. I can say I am and know it as truth, but I can't say you are, he is, she is, we are, they are, it is, etc. I know I exist and nothing else. Understood thusly, I am, aka God, truly is the Alpha and the Omega, the entirety of being, of knowledge, of you. The cogito is the line between fantasy and reality. On one side of the cogito is a universe of beliefs and ideas and theories. To cross the line is to leave all that behind. No theory, concept, belief, opinion, or debate can have any possible basis in reality, once the ramifications of the cogito have fully saturated the mind. No dialogue can take place across that line because nothing that makes sense on either side makes sense on the other. Everyone thinks they understand the cogito, but nobody does. Descartes himself didn't. If professors of philosophy truly understood the cogito, they wouldn't be professors of philosophy. Alfred North Whitehead said that all philosophy is a footnote to Plato, but all philosophy, Plato included, is rendered obsolete and irrelevant by the cogito. Nothing but the subjective I am is true. So what's the point of prattling on? There's simply nothing else to say. The cogito isn't a mere thought or an idea. It's an ego-eating virus that, if we are able to lower our defenses against it, will eventually devour all illusion. Once we know the cogito, we can begin systematically unknowing everything we think we know, and unraveling the self we think we are. To understand the cogito at the surface level takes a minute or so. To let it devour you from the inside out can take years. Life is but a dream. There is no such thing as objective reality. Two cannot be proven. Nothing can be shown to exist. Time and space, love and hate, good and evil, cause and effect are all just ideas. Anyone who says they know anything is really saying they don't know the only thing. Any assertion of truth other than I am is a confession of ignorance. the greatest religious and philosophical thoughts and ideas in the history of man contain no more truth than the bleating of sheep. The greatest books contain no more truth than the greatest luncheon meats. No one knows anything. Disprove it for yourself. Anyone wishing to deny these statements about the meaning of the cogito need merely prove that something, anything, is true. By all means, give it a try, smash your head against it, but it can't be done. The cogito is like a Molotov cocktail with which we can firebomb our own mind, safe in the knowledge that truth doesn't burn. This, however, is not the end of the journey of awakening. It's just the beginning. The end. Article by Jed McKenna, jedveta.com, read by Cornelia McFeely. Visit wisefoolpress.com to learn more about the books of Jed McKenna in print, ebook, and audio formats. Thank you.